welcome everybody to another great edition of Talking Tigs. I'm Scott Gerard. With me tonight, Tommy Johnson, Daniel Zollinger. Got a quick one for you. It's been pretty quiet, although it's right in the middle of summer. A lot of people about to go back to school. The Olympics are underway. We'll talk about that. Plenty of Tigers representing in Paris. But other than that, not too much. There was some news, but we'll definitely cover that for you. But before we do, want to see how you guys are doing. Hope you had a good couple weeks. I have. I actually have an Olympics story for you, so remind me later if I forget it. But it's been a good couple weeks. My mom had a nice birthday earlier this week. Shout out to my mom, Judy Hazelton. But other than that, it's been pretty, you know, normal stuff. How about you guys?
Yeah, good to be with you. Feel like it's, you know, kind of this is maybe the lowest point of our year as far as, like, you know, slow news leading up to football. I think everyone's getting excited. It's close enough to where you can really think about it and really, you know, get your excitement up, but it's far enough to where there's nothing really to follow and look at. There's not even, you know, the insider little clips of, ooh, look at this run during practice. You know, is John Emery going to be back to be back to form in year six or year seven or whatever?
And the answer is always yes.
The answer is yes before the game starts. Right. Anyways, but yeah, so I mean, it's a nice time to kind of, you know, maybe rest up and get ready for that season. But I think I agree. I think y'all agree with me. It's like all eyes are on August 28th. Is that our day?
September 1st is September 1st, when LSU plays. Yeah, but looking forward to that. LSU plays 5 weeks from today, so we're winding down the home stretch here. And yeah, it's the dog days of summer. Been some hot ones. Been floating around at the pool a little bit. And I'm not talking about the Olympic size swimming pool. I can't compete there. But having a good time.
Tommy's Dale's actually live in. He's live in Paris right now. I'm he's swimming been asked to sub in.
Swimming the 400 meter IM. Okay. But yeah, watching the Olympics, catching a few Tigers there. Always good to see the representation. And yeah, happy to talk about a little LSU football and this and that here with y'all today.
Amen. And yeah, it's good to be here. I mean, lots of, I don't know, it is pretty dead, but you know, at least we have the Olympics this year and people can watch it in person, unlike 4 years ago, which was, you know, it was a completely different story in Tokyo. But yeah, I would say, I haven't even watched a little bit of it at all. I know LSU is well represented. They have 31 current or former Tigers competing this year. And current or former, we said it. So if Mondo Duplantis wins a gold medal for Sweden, you best believe we're going to be claiming that. So, I mean, there's a lot of other Tigers too. There's a whole list at lsusports.net. I mean, you could also just Google it too, but 45 previous Tigers have won medals of varying degrees, so that's also available. But I don't know, nothing really particular I'm motivated about this year. I haven't watched an event. Maybe I will. You know, I usually do, but I didn't watch the opening ceremony. I feel like I didn't miss anything. Although I don't know what I've seen. I've seen reports of what it was. It's just bizarre, you know.
It was very weird. I fell asleep during it just because it's like a kind of like a fever dream. Felt like they were saying, like, I saw part of the Lady Gaga performance, and she was there, and I don't know, the song was like, I don't know what song she was singing, and like I said, I was kind of half asleep, but it was like very repetitive and kind of weird. So yeah, it's kind of a strange opening ceremonies. I'd say the highlight for me was the Assassin's Creed themed gentleman that ran
the
across
the sky with the torch. It was pretty cool. It was on the rooftops of Paris jumping.
He was parkouring.
Mm-hmm. But it was strange how they, I guess it's kind of cool, the unique where they did the athletes coming in down the Seine River on boats instead of just kind of walking around the stadium or whatever. So a bit of a change of pace there, as well as it was pouring down rain. They kept cutting to LeBron James, like getting soaked on the boat. Probably not very fun to have to stand out there for hours and hours in the rain, but it is the Olympics. So yeah, I saw one thing. LeBron was taking a selfie with these two other American athletes, these two women, I can't remember their names, but, and then it was kind of going viral. It's like, imagine taking a selfie where LeBron is the third richest person in the pick. And both of them, the two other athletes, were daughters of American billionaires who were like in the sports for like equestrian and stuff.
Oh, wow.
So LeBron is, he's having to step up with some other people, but yeah, it's pretty cool. I watched some swimming. I watched some beach volleyball, women's beach volleyball, actually today, and that's where I caught two LSU athletes playing there.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who they were, but I think Cloth and Nuss were their last names. Yep. No relation to Garrett Nussmeier, but and then I looked them up afterwards, and they had been at LSU a couple of years ago and were the national champions then. So, and they won their game against Canada, so that was cool.
And they've been training in Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh.
So their home base is Baton Rouge. And what's cool, and Daniel, you might have, at least you saw the uniforms. So it was a big story a couple months ago, or a couple weeks ago. Their uniforms, they're like partners in this company or whatever, but like this company in like the volleyball industry, like got the contract to make the uniforms for Team USA. And so they put out this contest of like, help us design the Team USA uniforms. And this guy, who I've actually met him before, he's a graphic designer. He was in school like at LSU same time I was. I'm looking at one of his I bought a poster from him at like this little like art show one time. His name's Kenny Hilliard. No relation to the running back Kenny Hilliard.
He played at LSU. What are you talking about?
Career change.
And he designed the uniforms. And so, you know, it's like 100, like volleyball, like beach volleyball is 100% LSU all the way from like the players to the uniforms to where they practiced.
Yeah. So that was cool. And then you mentioned Mondo Duplantis from Lafayette, who's the multi-time world record holder in the pole vault, although he competes for Sweden, which is kind of strange, even though he's from Lafayette. I think his mother is Swedish, but so he'll be looking to win again. And then, who else we got? I guess Sha'Carri Richardson, the sprinter, she'll be looking to win. Kind of some highs and lows in her legacy there. I mentioned Tremont Waters, former basketball player, playing for Puerto Rico. So that's cool.
Right. There's like I said, there's a list online. You got diving, tennis, track and field, of course. There is some, wasn't there? Yeah, basketball, although there's some guys playing with, or coaching, it could be coaching too, with other teams. I know there's a couple with Australia. Like you said, Tremont is with Puerto Rico, all those with basketball. And one, gymnastics, Aliyah Finnegan's competing with Philippines. So I get if you want to play with a different company, if it's, I don't know, some homage to your parents or your heritage, whatever the case. Because obviously that was whatever Mondo wanted to do after he was going to leave LSU, and I think the Olympics in Tokyo were coming up. So he's like, I don't know, either that or I don't know, maybe just.
Well, it's for some people, it's kind of a workaround too, just to make the Olympics. Like for Tremont Waters, he's not playing for Team USA, but he's good enough to play for Puerto Rico. So if you have an in like with a parent or something, like it's worth it to swap your allegiance and make the show.
Exactly. But this is what I was going to ask you, because I was curious about this earlier, is, you know, if you have to stay there or if you could stay the whole time, because like some people have already won their medals. Like we're what, 2-3 days in, some have already won. Like, can you, or do you have to, or, you know, stay until the closing ceremony? Because I mean, if it's a lot of them to Paris, granted, you know, Paris is probably different now than 10 years ago, but still, like if you could stay to the closing ceremony, unless you are like LeBron James, wouldn't you? I would. Yeah, just to take in Paris.
Yeah, get to meet all sorts of other famous athletes possibly and see what's going on. Enjoy the
I heard Tinder popping popping at the athlete village.
Oh yeah, you got thousands of good looking young athletes together. They're gonna have a good time.
But anyway, I didn't think I'd be the only one that would want to stay, but you know, like, you don't have to stay at the Olympic Village. I've heard plenty of teams, you know, obviously Team USA basketball would stay like a private hotel, or you guys probably all get their own places, but there's been some others that would just not stay in the Olympic Village, especially if they're only going to be there for like a few days. But
wasn't it the famous the dream team in 92, like they stayed on a yacht, remember? Yeah. That
it's so American. Yeah, we'll be on a yacht.
I saw one main criticism of the Village for this games is that there's no air conditioning there.
Oh, really?
Because Paris is trying to make them kind of like eco-friendly games, and it's also just generally not as common to have air conditioning in Paris and in France. But everybody else, especially the U.S., is like, we're used to having blasting AC all the time. So all these countries are bringing in like portable AC units for their athletes and putting them in there. So they're all getting AC anyway, and I think that's worse than just having central air. So people are like, oh, this is kind of dumb. Just like, let them be comfortable.
Dang.
Right. But yeah, I did think the opening ceremony, I don't know, I heard they used the Eiffel Tower. Like, I'll go back and look at, Tommy, you say it's entertaining enough to worth go looking at.
Yeah, you can probably
watch some highlights. I would
get the gist of it in about 30 minutes or
okay, 30 almost. Minutes. I'd say 30 seconds.
I don't know. I just remember, I think everyone probably remembers Beijing.
Yeah.
Right. The drums, like that kind of set a mark for me, but I don't know.
I think the London one was really good. I liked that one.
That was neat. It was like the James Bond stuff. Well, mm-hmm. The way they get you on the broadcast is like they do it in alphabetical order. The country's coming in. The U.S. is always at the very end. So you're like, I got to sit through 4 hours of random stuff just to see 5 minutes of like the Team USA athletes.
Yeah.
But anyway, I did say I had a funny story for you. So my mom actually worked for the committee in Atlanta when we hosted back in 1996. She just started working for them doing, you know, administration stuff. And, you know, with that can come perks. A lot of flair, got a posters, you know, stuff they hang all over the place, shirts, all kinds of stuff. But also with that comes tickets, you know, for events that maybe didn't quite sell out. Obviously, Team USA basketball at that point was, you could have paid some good money to go see them, but they weren't like, they didn't have to paper it, as they say. But I got to see baseball. Cool. It was like Japan and Cuba or something, Puerto Rico. Did see track and field though. Michael Johnson. I got to see him race in the gold shoes at least once. There was some other stuff, handball. It was a lot of going on. And it was all spread out too. I mean, even one event was like up in Chattanooga. So yeah. Anyway, but one of the cool things that she also did was through our church, she had found out about some program to host journalists, because there was a lot of countries that, you know, maybe like, you know, you, like you said, you're watching all these hundreds of countries coming before the USA, and some are what, two people, three people, but you know, they got to send their journalists. But if it's a country that doesn't really have the means, you know, can't afford all these tickets and hotels and all that stuff. So they would host journalists and other people from these smaller countries. And at the time, we had a journalist from, it was Macedonia, but then we also hosted these two guys from the Ukraine. And I tell you, they spoke very little English, like very little. They didn't like have a, you know, some person to kind of like escort them around and be like an interpreter. No, they just stuck them with these Americans. And I tell you, it was interesting. I think one of them was a coach and the other was like the minister of industry or something, whatever it was at the time. You know, this is 96. So it's still pretty young, nascent country. But I tell you what, you know, we're kind of, you know, I don't know if you know where Peachtree City is. It's like 40, 30-ish minute, 40 outside of Atlanta. So if you know Atlanta, they do have trains. The closest one to us was at the airport. So it's like they would need to at least get to the train station. If we got them there, they could do whatever they needed to for the day, go to their events. But yeah, man, it was just a lot of like 2 a.m. phone calls, someone calling, yeah, Judy. Like they're just asking for my mom, but you know, they don't speak any English. Like, yeah, who is this? Gregor, yeah, Judy. Oh, you want my mom? Yeah, Judy. College Park. You know, they're just saying the train station. And yeah, after she got work, sometimes she could pick him up, but there was a couple times we had to go get him. And you know, it'd be like 2 a.m., but then they'd be up at 6 a.m. the next morning, like sipping vodka.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, I asked somebody about, you know, supposedly my mom joined him one time. I can confirm or deny because this was hearsay, but supposedly they offered my mom one at like 6:30 in the morning. She was like, yeah, sure. You know, mi casa su casa, and took a shot. I was impressed.
What were they nice?
Very nice. Yeah. There's just a huge communication barrier.
Yeah.
So you could only talk because like they knew very, very little English, I guess enough to ask for, you know, daily needs, but that's
interesting.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Well, we got the next Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles, so maybe we can meet up there. And
we can maybe we should all move to Los Angeles and then host journalists.
True.
Sure. Sure. Okay. I'm down. I can at least give you some tips where to live.
When is podcasting becoming an Olympic sport?
Who knows? But yeah, man, LA Olympics. Whew. I mean, it'll be a good. They have plenty of venues, obviously, but man, getting around in that town, I don't know what the traffic's going to look like then or what the public transportation is going to be like, but oh boy.
Do they have trains in LA?
They do. I mean, it's limited, but yes, they do.
Okay.
And they tried to, they expanded it. Like they just had one, like what, not even 10 years ago, finally make it out to like Santa Monica from downtown.
Huh.
Before then, the farthest west you could go was like Century City, which is like another 12 miles from the shore. But, you know, that's the same with anything, with any city. I think it's the NIMBYs, you know, I don't want this train station in my backyard or whatever. So, you know, but can't imagine what it'd be like, but it would be a good host city, I think. But moving on, not really much else. I mean, there was some football recruiting, as Daniel said. So I don't know. Do you want to just cover that real quick? Because
sure. So we had mentioned on the previous podcast to keep an eye on 5-star cornerback/safety DJ Pickett's commitment. I think it was July 17th. So getting a bit stale now, but he was like the number one safety in the country down to 3 schools. And he did end up committing to LSU, which was kind of a big coup for LSU. Cause people thought he was kind of fading towards Oregon, or I think Miami was the other contender, and LSU was like in third place, but then he pulled out for LSU. So that's huge. He gave a big shout out to Corey Raymond, is one of the big influences for getting him to come to LSU. So we needed Corey Raymond to hit the recruiting trail, and it seems like he's doing that, and it's paying dividends already. So a really big pickup for the 2025 class. And then kind of hot on the tail of that, we got a commitment out of the blue pretty much from wide receiver Derek Meadows, who is I think the number 6 wide receiver in the country as well, from Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. If you know them, they were the national champion high school football team last year, like huge power. So really big week for LSU football. And I think that puts our class maybe back to number 1 in the country, but definitely in the top 5, and things really heating up for Brian Kelly going into the season. So hopefully we can keep building off this and have some quality wins to show more kids why they need to come down to the boot.
Yeah, I mean, that Pickett one is huge, especially, I mean, Daniel, I think me and you had talked about it earlier. The day before he commits to LSU, I'm pretty sure he was crystal balled to Oregon.
Yeah.
Either on 3 or 247, one of the recruiting services. So, you know, like, I remember seeing that and being like, oh, man, I guess, you know, they not that the crystal balls are always right, but usually, like, they've got a good sense.
Or like, yeah, they're hearing something kind of behind the scenes. Like, they don't want to ruin their own reputation by throwing out a bunch of incorrect picks. So it must have been a late decision.
Yeah. And so, I mean, very exciting. I think you're right. I think it is. It's big for Corey Raymond. It's big for LSU. I think on this podcast, I'm sure Corey was listening last week because, you know, I think I kind of threw the gauntlet down that he needs to put up or shut up as far as, are we DBU or, you know, it, Are you the one who brought us to that point? Because he couldn't really do it at Florida. He had a hard time recruiting and coaching DBs at Florida. But seems like it's kind of working out. And that's a huge pickup. I mean, we haven't had a, what is that? You think that's probably the highest profile cornerback we've recruited, or defensive back we've recruited since Eli?
Yeah, I think so. Because Sage Ryan. Yeah, Sage Ryan. Well, he never really kind of worked out.
Yeah.
But he was highly rated. But yeah, this guy, like I said, he could slot in a number of positions. So we'll see exactly where he plays. But he's 6'4", so big frame guy. Hopefully he's got that SEC speed to go with it. But yeah, definitely excited to have him in Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and I actually got a text message from Corey Raymond after our pod. He just, all he said was, stay tuned. But then he deleted it immediately, so I can't show you guys. but no, do you think, because if the guy gave props to Corey Raymond like immediately, I don't know, do you think a coach could do that? It's like, hey, man, I know you're going to tweet about it. Here, let me just drop that name. Drop Corey Raymond, you know? Do you think they could do that? Is that part of NIL?
Maybe it is.
He's a brand too now.
In the contract, he's like, you know, hey, look, like for a little extra money, mention my name. Say my name.
I have no problem with that, actually.
If
it's a business.
I'm just excited to have. I hope the main thing. I hope he pans out, because like Daniel mentioned with Sage Ryan. Like, you know, we have had a few. Toviano, he was a highly rated one who also didn't really.
Now he's been arrested.
Now he didn't really pan out on the field, and now he's not going to pan out off the field too, I guess. We need help at the defensive back position. We've needed help for the past 3 to 4 years. Let's hope that he can make an impact as soon as he gets on the campus. But even as soon as this year, we're going to need help.
And it's like, if it kind of at least goes back to what, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, it's like he never left for 2 years to our bitter rival. So it's kind of like, you know, Ed Orgeron. It's like he was a blip on the radar as far as coaching goes, but I mean, he had a really good team, but still, it's just, now it's the Brian Kelly era, the Les Miles era. I don't know. I think it could still be the Corey Raymond era as long as he still, like you said, got it.
Yep. And it looks like he's got it, at least so far. I mean, that's a big pickup for him.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like it depends what it shows on the field too.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be fine, because we've got guys that, you know, no one was really talking about last year. Some of these freshmen, there's going to be a lot of freshmen that we could be seeing very early, definitely game one against USC. We'll obviously have a breakdown about that coming up, but it is getting closer, man. It's like summer is already over. A lot of schools here in Georgia start on August 1st. So
that's early.
It's like definitely over, but it's going to be here before we know it too.
Yeah.
Get your hot takes ready.
Probably my incorrect take.
Right. Well, I've been wrong the last few years. So now I want to undergo it. Like 8-4 for LSU this year, but this is probably the year where we rocket to the top. Who knows? But we'll have that later.
We got time more to ponder that.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see the rendering of the new video board? They haven't shown the real thing, but just the rectangle basically they posted. 152 feet wide, 37 feet tall.
I've seen the rendering, and I've seen the setup for it. It's not up yet. But they've got like the frame, I guess. Like, I don't think they put to me, and like I haven't, you know, gotten to go up and look at it. But like from what I've seen, kind of like driving by and standing next to it, it looks like they have the frame up without the panels.
It just looks like scaffolding, basically, right?
Maybe a little bit more substantial than scaffolding, but right, yes. But
like, yes. Yeah, you said the guts, the frame.
Yeah. Does it look like it'll be ready for day or week one?
It has to be. Week two.
Yes, true.
Yeah. It would be, I feel like it would be, I mean, no one wants to be like, what was it, Vanderbilt?
Yeah, playing in the half-finished Shea Stadium.
Yeah. Woodward, I don't think Scott Woodward would allow that to happen. So I imagine it will be done probably. Yeah. I don't understand why it took so long, though. That's one thing I don't get. Because, like, they took the other one down in the spring. So, like, how long does it take to put a big TV up? I mean, that's what it is, right?
You're probably waiting on parts.
That might be true.
That's usually the thing, yeah. Waiting on the parts, waiting on weather, who knows? But yeah, I think it's going to look great. Hopefully I can see it soon enough. I don't know, just like, yeah, the frame of it that I saw, some rendering I saw, looked like, man, this is like what Auburn had. And what, a few years ago when they put it up, it was the biggest scoreboard in the country. Now, I'm sure it'll still have plenty of advertising on it, so don't know if the whole thing is going to be completely every replay and it's just a video board, but
more screen to show you ads with. Yeah.
Right.
More Raising Cane's ads.
Yeah. Which they'll probably have in the stadium. Well, they've added other banners too, right? Like they've added a,
yeah. Like the wrap around screen kind of.
Yeah. Lots more opportunity to sell to us, which I'm fine with. I don't hate advertising, but
sure.
But
anything else this week? It's kind
of, I don't think so.
Oh, I did have one shout out, kind of on a personal note. My friend, I wouldn't say super close friend, but I do know him, Hunter Fiducia, who's a former catcher at LSU, just got called up to the Los Angeles Dodgers major league team. He had been a catcher for the AAA Oklahoma City Dodgers for the past 2 years and real nice guy. So I think it's only for temporary because Freddie Freeman has like an illness or something. So he'll probably be going back down soon. But still, yeah, cool that, yeah, he's in the big leagues. You can always say that.
Yeah. You can never take that away. Even if you just go that one time, man, it's like you made it.
It's like what they said. It's like what they said in Bull Durham, where it's like in the show, all the balls are fresh white and the girls have long legs.
Yeah. All right. Well, congrats to him. And I don't know, unless you guys had any famous last words.
No, I think so. Enjoy the Olympics the next 2 weeks or so. Do y'all have any Olympic sports, that kind of unusual ones you like to watch? For me, I like to watch the Olympic weightlifting because those guys are just crazy strong. Like the weight classes, they'll be like 150 and then they're like snatching like 400 pounds almost above their heads. It's kind of insane. Huh. But some interesting things there.
Let's see. I mean, if I can catch some men's basketball, great. Cause you know, where it's not like 100% that we're going to get it again. It's not like the 92 Dream Team. Other than that, I don't know. What's some of the other ones that usually dominate, like gymnastics, swimming, things like that. Yep. I don't know if we have any, maybe we do have some sure bets, but
I think there's some LSU Tigers in the track and field, the relays, like 4x1, 4x4, stuff like that. Those are always pretty fun to watch. And the USA usually like dominates it too.
Yeah, I like track and field and stuff like that. Maybe a little bit of marathon, just because that's what to me was like, you know, it was in the original Olympics. Mm-hmm. Something. Well, I don't know about 50-yard dash, but still, just old sports like that. I used to like the decathlon. It was back in the 90s. That was when there's the Dave and Dave. America had like two decathlon hopefuls. Just don't really hear about that anymore. But
yeah, I mean, have you seen that?
The ultimate.
Have you seen the new basketball they're putting in, like in addition to men's basketball, or like, in addition to like regular?
You're talking about the ball itself, or like a different?
No, game? No, they're putting in like a separate game. So like, there's like 5-on-5, you know, men's and women's basketball, like we all know. And then they have, what do they call it?
It's like 3-on-3.
It's 3-on-3 with like only a half court. And like, I think dunking is a more cool or something. And maybe I think there's a 4-point line. I don't know.
Oh, so it's like that old game.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's a NBA Jam. There's an old
game. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, yes. It's like NBA Jam.
Cool.
And,
I like
who,
it.
And Rick Barry, you know Rick Barry, remember him, like the basketball coach? His son is playing, but he's like half, but he's also like a insurance salesman or something, and so he had to take time off from his work. There's like, I read this like story about it. It's like kind of interesting. He was like, he would like go to work and then he would like go to practice and like shoot free throws or something.
Yeah. I can imagine submitting that PTO and feeling pretty good about it. Right. Yeah. Like, guys, I got to be out of here. End of July through August. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, what's going on? Olympics.
I'm in the Olympics.
Yeah. I'm competing for the Olympics. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem. We'll let you know. But yeah. Anyway, and they add stuff every year, right? Like I think that's the thing with the Olympics is they always leave it to add some new sport, whether you really think it should be in the Olympics or not. I mean, I thought it was weird when they added skateboarding, you know, it's like, all right, well, so this is just the X Games now, but not really, but we'll still do track and field and weightlifting. So yeah. I don't know. 3-on-3 basketball, not against it. They do 3-on-3 like beach soccer or something. So, anywho, yeah, I guess that'll pretty much do it for us here on Talking Tigs. Follow the results. We'll have them all for you. When we record next, we'll have the full Olympic update. I believe we would have had the closing ceremonies by then, or if not very close, we'll at least know all the goods, you know, the sports we're all going to be watching anyway, as well as any LSU news. So until then, stay safe, stay tuned, and we will talk to you next time right here on Talking Tigs.